Hello and welcome to Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. Each show, it's my pleasure to interview an expert in health and well-being to get their tips on how to manage our often busy and stressful lives. And today I'm joined by Dr. Deborah Kerslake of the Kerslake Company. And this is a repeat performance because we loved her so much when she was on as the Love Doctor last year. So welcome, Debs.
Thank you. Thank you very much for asking me, Jo.
It's really a pleasure. So one of the reasons that I wanted to invite Debs here to talk to us today is in relation to her Women's Wellness Weekends, which are weekends that she runs three or four times a year. And Debs, just tell us a little bit about the weekend and what you actually do and how it helps people.
I put it together with a friend of mine who's a Pilates expert, because we noticed that so many women just weren't making time for themselves. They were so busy running a household, their children, their careers, their everything, that they just didn't have time for them. So we thought we'll put together a whole weekend, make it a very holistic weekend, and just do some things that might really help them physically, mentally, and emotionally, just so they could calm down, they could relax, they could think of themselves. And start to think also about what they would like to put back into their life that maybe had to take a back step because they've been so busy looking after everyone else.
Yeah, and that's a real theme for our session today, which is about the balance of giving and receiving in your life and really looking at that. And what strikes me about the Women's Wellness Weekends is you have to allow yourself permission to receive, and then you actually have to do something to open yourself to receive. So here women are doing that by actually taking the time out and coming on a weekend where they're in expert hands, and then from that you have the possibility of giving. So there's this phrase that gets used a lot in our sort of work, which is giving from the overflow, which I think, you know, if you haven't heard it before, probably makes absolutely no sense, but it's this idea of being full yourself before you try to give, which is something I think is a real challenge for people.
Absolutely. And you're quite right. People can't give if they don't feel they're getting enough themselves. And I habitually have people saying to me, it feels weird to be thinking of myself. I should be thinking of other people. And I'm always saying to them, it's not selfish to give to yourself. It's actually brilliant, because when you feel full up, when you feel like you're getting your needs met, then you're happy to give. You're comfort. You want to give it. So actually, it's a really smart thing to do, to give to yourself so you feel really comfortable, really happy. You'll just be given all over the place. You'll be a pleasure to be around.
Right. And not having to fall into that horrible resentment-based giving, which is something that I think actually at times in my own life I've suffered from, is ending up in a position where I was giving more than I actually had and then getting resentful of people I love, you know, but there's nothing there to give from. So that is where I ended up. So what sort of thing would somebody do on the weekend? You know, what's the program, roughly speaking?
We like to nurture them physically, so we do some really fantastic Pilates. Rosa, my partner, is also a fitness expert, so she'll take people for runs in the beautiful countryside and just give them some lovely stretches and just get them mobile and moving again. So that's the way we look after people physically. Mentally, we like to challenge them with saying, what do you want out of your life? Where would you like to be? How would you like your life to be running? Because if you're not designing your life, somebody else will be. So it's about taking control back of your life and going, this actually is my life, so I would very much like to have some control over where it's going. So we do some coaching around that, some mind mapping, some vision boarding, and it's great fun. We all get involved, usually sit on the floor, cut out pictures, and help each other create an amazing future. So that's wonderful fun. We also do meditation for mindfulness and for emotional balancing. And again, meditation is such a great way to give to yourself, give yourself peace and time and space and calm, and just get into your head and just remember what it is that's really important to you.
Yeah, oh, is it? Well, as people probably have gathered over the shows, I'm a meditation teacher myself. And the thing that I find with meditation is the incredible elasticity of time. So, you know, you make time for 10 to 15 minutes meditation and it can feel like 45 minutes an hour. It can feel like 2 hours.
Exactly.
And it's something people say week after week. in class, it's like, have we really only been meditating for this long? Or is it, you know, and they feel like they've had a night's sleep. I mean, that's one of the things that people say the most is, oh, I feel like I've had a night's sleep.
Absolutely. So, I get that exactly too, Jo.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. So, well, so tell us when the next Women's Wellness Weekends are.
The next one we've got booked is for the 21st and 22nd of March. We hold them in April. Silly me. We hold them in a beautiful hotel in Godalming, the Manor House Hotel. So it's a really lovely venue. And then we've got one in June too, the 22nd and 23rd of June after that. The other thing I'd like to say just that we offer is numerology. Okay. And in case anyone's not heard of it, it's called the psychology of numerology because it helps you understand who you are.
Right.
And what your traits are, your strengths, your weaknesses, where you can improve upon. It just helps you realize things about yourself that perhaps you sort of knew but didn't really. It's a brilliant way of communication. So you get to look at your children, your partners, your mothers, whatever, and just find out how you fit in the mix and how you can communicate best with them.
Right. Great. Mm. Okay. So that was April 20th and 21st for the next one, and then June 22nd and 23rd.
Yes.
And actually, what about if people don't have a weekend? What about if it's just too difficult to take a whole weekend out? I noticed on your site you have something called Don't Worry, Be Happy, which just reminds me of the gorgeous song of my youth.
Yeah.
So tell us about Don't Worry, Be Happy and what's that? And
It's an hour and a half workshop of an evening just for people who are really, really busy and they just want some top tips, some time to themselves, some time out to think, and some real good tips to put in their everyday life that can help them just be happier and healthier, really. It's quite simple, but really useful to have.
Great. And that's happening in Kingston, so it's relatively local for people as well, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So I wanted to talk about giving, actually. So giving in order to increase your happiness level, or not necessarily as purposefully as that, but giving as something that does increase people's happiness levels. And I guess the first thing is it's proven in research that it does. So it's proven that giving back in some way, whether it's by charity work, whether it's by just sort of random acts of kindness that you haven't necessarily planned or you don't necessarily do repeatedly, but that they do improve people's feeling of being content, of being worthwhile, of happiness. So how would you explain that? Why do you think it has that effect?
Well, there are lots of reasons why. Some are emotional and some are physiological. So the emotional is we're herd animals. You know, we didn't grow up as cheetahs. We're not single elements. Mm. We grew up in groups. We grew up in communities. So when we help other people, we are feeling that synergy, that synergistic feeling of helping someone who is like us, so similar to us, so in effect helping ourselves at a deep level. So there's that feel-good factor. There's also when people say thank you and you get some praise back. I mean, we all love a little bit of praise, don't we? It's just human nature.
Yeah, of course.
And that's really nice. But there's also actually a physiological thing that goes on. When you're happy and compassionate, it has been proven now that you actually release serotonin into the body. And serotonin is called the feel-good hormone because it relaxes everything. It makes you feel very good. It increases your immune system. I mean, so many tests have been done now on how great serotonin is. It really, really helps you be healthier, happier, and be more content. So actually, giving is a really, really good way of getting.
Yeah.
Interestingly, and we don't give to get, but I love Winston Churchill saying, you know, we make a living by what we get, we make a life by what we give. And that to me sort of says it all.
And well, and it's again, it reminds me of that people won't remember what you've done, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
Absolutely.
The Maya Angelou. Yeah. It's another really, really good, just neat quote.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Can I just add yet one more quote? I know. We've got hundreds of them, right? I know. people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Right.
And I always keep that written across my forehead when I'm doing anything. They don't care how many qualifications you've got. Yes. They just need to know that you're going to be able to help them and do anything that you can to help them. And then they're okay.
Right. Well, which is amazing. So we're encouraging today people to try and get that balance between giving to themselves and giving to other people, I suppose, is another way to talk about it. So if you had somebody who's really struggling, and particularly struggling with negative thinking or negative patterns of behaviour, what two or three small tips would you give them that they could just apply now and start beginning to change that?
Okay. Don't believe everything you think.
Right.
Because we have millions of thoughts every day, and they're random. They could come from a snippet of conversation, something you heard on the radio, some negative dialogue in your head, but they're not necessarily true. In fact, most of them aren't. Most of them are just random thoughts wandering through. So don't believe everything you think. Know that you do have some control over your thoughts. The other thing I would think of immediately is give what you want to receive. So, you know, I do get people in my, you know, clinic who are lonely, and I need to say to them, when did you last hold out your hand to someone else and help them? And when people are in that state, they can't feel that because they need help themselves. They can't, they're not full up enough to give to somebody else, as you were saying earlier on. So it's sort of a leap of faith, really. They have to start giving what they want, and then people start giving it back to them, interestingly. So they sort of get a reverse fill up, if you like.
Yeah, like the fake it till you make it.
Absolutely.
Sort of idea.
Yeah, start giving what you need, and people start giving it back to you, and soon you'll find that you are full up.
Yeah. Which is quite interesting, isn't it? Because it's one of the things I think when people are, we've been talking about relationships over the preceding few shows, and one of the things I'm always mindful in relationships is that we have a tendency to give the type of love that we want to get. So I sort of had this little moment of like, oh, what a conundrum, because in a relationship you can be giving the type of love that you want, and it's not actually what the other person wants.
That's so true, isn't it?
So you have this sort of, you've got to maintain an awareness of both. But That just interested me. There's a funny little moment there. One of the things that I've really been struck by recently, which I loved, a friend of mine gave me this book called 18 Rules to Being Happy by Carl Moore. And his number one rule out of all 18 is stop feeling sorry for yourself. And I just thought that is the most fantastic rule. Because, of course, what happens, you get unhappy and then you start looking for all the evidence, because that's how the mind works. You start looking for all the evidence of all the things that are wrong. All the ways in which you personally are wrong, all the ways in which the people around you are wrong, all the ways in which your circumstances are wrong. And you're building this little tower of all the wrongness in your life.
Yeah.
Whereas if you can stop feeling sorry for yourself and turn your attention outwards, which is how I practically speaking do this, turn your attention outwards, put your attention on whatever it is you need to do next, or onto another person, or in some way get it out of you, you don't actually have to go down that little slide into misery and depression and feeling so low about yourself.
I totally agree with you. And one of my friends, I mean, I know it's a bit irreverent here, but she always says, get out of the pity party. Yeah. And it just reminds me that it's a choice. You know, we choose, and we can choose to get out of it. And one of the things I always say to people is, one of the only things you have complete control over are your thoughts. So at the very baseline of thoughts, you can, if you choose, turn those thoughts around and start thinking externally, like you were just saying, or just challenge the thoughts that you're thinking, because they're not necessarily true, as I said in the beginning.
Yeah. So how would you do it? I just think that's such a useful point. How would you practically do it?
Well, challenge them loudly and just go, for goodness sake, or whatever words you want to use. That's ridiculous. And start thinking about what you like, what you love, who you love, if there's anyone who appreciates you. So appreciation is a very powerful tool for turning yourself into positive. Just challenge it and just go, no, I choose to think. It's about taking control and going, no, this is rubbish. I want to think this way. So it's about choosing your thoughts and choosing to be happy, even despite evidence at the moment. But what you're thinking will create your future. So you can start creating your future right now by changing the way you think to something you'd like to be thinking about.
And so if somebody wanted resources to support them doing that, I know you've got various CDs that are available through your website. Mm-hmm. What would you advise them to look for on the website?
I've also got a page on the front page of my website. You can download this couple of pages of positivity. Okay. And it's my top tips for being positive. So there's 12 top tips there, plus some other things that will help you remain and can keep positive and happy. Yeah. So there's that there. You know, obviously that's just a free resource that I put there. Also, there's one for stress if people are stressed. Okay. As well. And as you say, I do have CDs there, and I've got one called Energize Your Life, which is wonderful for lifting people into a more positive frame of mind. So that's a resource that people can get as well.
Fantastic. Mm. So to access that, they need the website address.
It's thekerslakecompany.com. So quite simple. My name and the company.
Okay, fantastic. So that was thekerslakecompany.com. So thanks so much for joining us today, Debs. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, Jo.
And looking forward to the next Feel Good with Jo in 2 weeks' time. Brooklyn's Radio.